A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. Because old ideas aren't cutting it anymore. This new year, we need a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's still ours to win. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome in to That Movie Show here on North Shore 104.9, sponsored by Showcase Cinemas. Mike Wendt and Eddie McCabe. Eddie, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I am doing great. How are you doing? It's a great day for movies.
It's a great day for movies. It's a great time for movies, despite what the box office is saying. I think it's a great time for movies. I'm enjoying myself at the theaters these days.
Oh, well, I'm just saying in general. It's just a great day. Disney Plus is a thing now. And we're going to get into it later.
We will get into it because, yes, my new addiction is completely Disney Plus. You know, it's been all week. But I've also managed to get out to the theater a little bit. But it is a week of news and a week of movie news. And that's what we do here on That Movie Show here on North Shore 104.9, presented by Showcase Cinemas. And right off the top, I've seen the trailer a million times. I saw it when I went to see Dr. Sleep. I saw it when I went to see Terminator Dark Fate. Charlie's Angels, the reboot, directed by Elizabeth Banks, starring Kristen Stewart and a bunch of pop stars. It's basically looks like it's going to sell a soundtrack.
Sounds about right.
It is what it is.
And I think this movie is actually going to be better than people, like, I haven't seen it yet. I might go see it this weekend, but I think that this movie is going to be better than people are going to give it credit for.
Well, here's the thing. It was completely, like, for lack of a better term, inoffensive to me. I was fine with it. Like, I'm not like the original Charlie's Angels TV show was before my time.
The Cameron Diaz one,
it came out when I was like, it was okay. It was like, all right, I get it. It's, you know, you get Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, Lucy Liu. It was fun. Christian Glover was weird. It was all right.
Bill
Murray was in it as Bosley, and it produced a sequel. So, okay, they made some money. Good for them. But here's where, like, I was all for, like, not giving this movie hell until Elizabeth Banks went full Paul Feig on the promotion.
Okay.
Let me just read some quotes, and then I will go to you for your reaction to these quotes.
Great.
Look, people have to buy tickets to this movie. The movie has to make money. If this movie doesn't make money, it reinforces a stereotype in Hollywood that men don't go see women do action movies. They'll go see comic book movies with Wonder Woman and Captain Marvel because that's the male genre. So even though there are movies about women, they put them in the context of feeding the larger comic book world. So it's all about, yes, you're welcome, a Wonder Woman movie, but we're setting up three other characters in the Justice League. Director Elizabeth Banks for Charlie's Angels. Eddie. Mm.
So this is a tough one. Right. This is a tough one because I don't agree with her statement for this particular movie, right? And the reason I don't agree with it is because there are very, very good movies that have female leads, you know, and you're rebooting a property that died, right? The reason there wasn't a third Charlie's Angels movie with Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz and Lucy Liu is because that was bad. Yep. So when you're talking about stuff like this, it's if people don't go and see it, it's because a Charlie's Angels, The last one I saw was bad. The last one I saw was bad. Whereas, people might not necessarily enjoy the newest Terminator movie, but the two female leads are, that's a female-led action movie.
It's a three female-led action movie, and they're all badasses.
You know what I mean? So it's like, that's not necessarily, I don't think that that's actually accurate, because again, like, yeah,
Wonder Woman. But she would make the argument that it's an Arnold movie, even though he's in maybe 17 minutes of a 2.5 hour movie.
Yeah, and again, Captain Marvel made $1 billion. Wonder Woman made $1 billion, and
Wonder Woman was the only saving grace of the DC universe.
Correct, and it's like it's so.
It's an ignorant statement, and that's why I said she went full Paul Feig, because it's kind of the attack mode that he went on with the Ghostbusters reboot, which kind of destroyed that whole. I mean, it was one of those things. It's a weird thing, like. These aren't, like, for lack of a better term, attractive movies. You're taking a property and turning it in a way that people really aren't interested in. And then when people are saying, I'm not interested in this, you're saying, well, you're sexist.
Right, no, which is unfair.
I'm not sexist. I'm just not interested in seeing this movie.
Right. You know, you look at here's a good example. Oh, you know, what's another great example of how this is not true? Mad Max Fury Road. That movie was the best movie the year it was released.
Brilliant. It cleaned up pretty much every Oscar except Best Picture,
which it should have won.
Those folks, it was one of my favorite parts of that year's Oscar ceremony was watching all the Mad Max people in all their leather coats running from the back of the auditorium down to the stage and giving their speeches. It was fantastic. They deserved every one of those Oscars and Best Picture.
You know what I mean? And that's a movie that was presented as male-led, and then Charlize Theron was absolutely fantastic. Atomic Blonde. That is another one.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like these movies do exist, but then for every one of these movies that we're talking about, there's a movie like Anna, right? Yep. And that is a more recent female-led action movie that I don't know what it is. It's weird. I'm not sure what it's supposed to be. So you skip it. And then it's not it isn't executed well. You know, there are the problem is like, yes, there should be more female-led representation in movies beyond just the stereotypical rom-com.
No, yeah, sure. I get that as well. And I agree. I like when it's one of those weird things, like, because I'm gonna kinda dip into what she was talking about with Avengers Endgame. That there was that moment in the end of Endgame when all the women gathered together, and there's the certain demographic that will say, oh, they're just trying to, you know, do the women empowerment stuff. But for me, I saw it and I literally got chills, because it was such a cool moment. It's like, wow, you've gathered probably 40 of the most awesome Marvel characters together, but you took a moment to really spotlight these women and what they've done for even the briefest of moments. It's really cool. They also have, coming next spring, Black Widow. Like, Scarlett Johansson's character died in Endgame. Yes. Spoiler, I guess.
No, everybody saw that movie.
You actually
can't hear a spoiler at this point for Endgame and then be mad about it.
It's illegal.
Yeah, no, sorry. It's everybody saw it multiple times.
She is going to be leading her own Marvel Cinematic Universe movie in the theaters. So I completely disagree with her argument that Captain Marvel or Wonder Woman don't count as female-led movies.
Okay.
It doesn't matter that they're in a bigger universe. They are literally female-led action movies.
I'm also very, very, I'm embarrassed for what I'm about to say, because it's one of my favorite movies of all time. And I'm disappointed in myself that I didn't say this first. Right. Kill Bill.
Yes.
Kill Bill. Like when the movie is good, when the movie is good, the movie's good. People will see it. Yeah. So don't, you know, there's a lot of,
and there was two of them.
There were two of them.
There were two of them.
You know what I mean? But there's a lot of movies. The difference is cause like, and I pulled up because I think that Charlize Theron.
Death Proof.
Yeah, true.
Death Proof.
But
Zoe Bell is a badass. I don't care what anybody says. Zoe Bell is awesome. She is one of the greatest female stunt women ever. Watch Double Dare. It's on Amazon Prime. It's a documentary about her portraying Xena, the warrior princess's stunt double, all the way through her working in Kill Bill. It's awesome.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm going to go with Charlize Theron just because she has such a diverse, because she's a badass. And she has a bunch of diverse properties. Aeon Flux, a movie that she did in 2005, was based off of a like anime cartoon.
It was
like,
Beavis and Butthead is where it started.
Right. It was an existing property.
And they moved it into MTV's like weird little thing. Yeah, I remember exactly what you were talking about. Right? Yeah.
And that movie flopped. Like that movie wasn't good. Yeah. And so it's like you can't just put a blanket statement that just because it's based on a comic book movie, it doesn't count.
Movies don't always work.
Right. Movies don't always work. And there's a million reasons as to why something could or couldn't work. And I don't know. It's really frustrating.
There's a million male-led action movies that have flopped at the box office.
Yeah, right.
Just saying.
Yes. Most of them star the guy that was in Terminator Genesis. That movie was bad.
ThatMovieShow.net. We did a full review on that one.
Yeah, you know, that's tough. That's tough because I do want to see.
Jai Courtney is what you're talking about.
Jai Courtney. you know, it's tough because I want to see it, and the fact that Charlie's Angels was a part of it doesn't sway me one way or the other. But this movie, the way it looks, was always already on that, like, I have subscribed, so I'll go check it out list. Well,
here's the thing. The last 3 seconds of the trailer, which some people might say, oh, it's just 3 seconds. But, you know, every second counts when you're talking about screen time. The last 3 seconds is dedicated to promoting the soundtrack.
Right.
Okay. You have everybody from Miley Cyrus to Cardi B and everybody else on that soundtrack. The trailer promotes the soundtrack, not the movie. That should be more your concern, not whether or not the male audience is going to go see it. Make a good movie. People will go see it. Plain and simple.
You know what I want to see?
That's not true because I just saw Dr. Sleep and Terminator Dark Fate. Both were good movies, and they're losing money at the box office. They're male-dominated movies. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the other thing, too. You want to know what I want to see? I want to see you remake Arnold Schwarzenegger's Commando, but have Ronda Rousey play Schwarzenegger.
I want to see his daughter, Alyssa Milano's story in the next one.
Okay.
That was a thing. She was in Commando.
Sure.
Why not? Let's not remake it. Let's do a legacy sequel to Commando starring Alyssa Milano and Bill Duke.
She's got to save her dad. Oh, I'm in. Like, that's the time. See, now, like, that's an action movie. Yeah. Like, Charlie's Angels, it feels like when they made the game Girl. I don't know if you remember that. No. So the classic Nintendo console was the Game Boy, right? It was just called the Game Boy.
And I remember Game Boy. I had a Game Boy. It was very good for Tetris.
Yes, it was a day one release. And so then there was a release called the Game Girl where it was just like a knockoff version of it. And so it wasn't as good, but it was supposed to appeal to girls. No, just make a good movie. Make Commando, but have it be the daughter that now has to rescue her dad, who is Arnold Schwarzenegger. We would be in. Somebody kicking ass. Because if Uma Thurman can kick a ton of ass,
yeah,
then
I'm in.
We're in.
I believe in Alyssa Milano. I believe she can do that. but you know what? Because you mentioned it, if you want to go see Charlie's Angels this weekend, you know, sign up for Showcase Subscribe.
Yeah.
Because that's one of those movies, you know, and I don't want to downplay it, but it is what it is. It's one of those movies that, because if you have Showcase Subscribe, you see more movies a month with plans starting as low as $11.95. And if you act right now, you go to ShowcaseSubscribe.com. They have a one-year anniversary sale. You join right now, and you get 25% off for your first 3 months using the promo code 1 year. Promo code number 1YEAR, 1 year. You get 25% off your first plan. Therefore, you can go see Charlie's Angels guilt-free. You don't have to worry about, like, it might be a bad, like, the one I always talk about, The Dead Don't Die, the Jim Jarmusch movie with Bill Murray and Kylo Ren. And I was like, you know what? I don't really think I need to see this. I go see this in the theater, but I have Showcase Subscribe. I can do it because I can see more movies every month for plans as low as $11.95 guilt-free. ShowcaseSubscribe.com.
I saw Rambo Last Blood.
You
only
did.
Because I had Showcase Subscribe, and it was awful.
And you can find that review on thatmovieshow.net under Eddie's Entertainment, because we do spin-off shows on that movie show. And of course, we are here on North Shore 104.9. Second story of Saturday. New Sonic the Hedgehog poster and trailer. Okay, I'm going to just jump right out on this one, because animation aside, we talked about this on the radio show when it first came out. First Sonic the Hedgehog trailer came out, and we talked about it, and you had all your problems with the animation and all the way it looked, and it didn't look at the cartoon, or it didn't look at the video game and all that stuff. And I just was like, meh.
Yeah, right.
I watched the new trailer with the new animation, and animation aside, it looks like a million times more fun of a movie.
Yeah, this second trailer, like, even if you just take the animation out, I mean, look, here's the thing. When things look right or look the way they're supposed to look, it's automatically going to give it that edge. But yeah, man, this movie already looks a million times more fun. Like, the other trailer looked too serious. It looked
boring. It was like a road movie.
Yeah, it looked bad. It looked stupid. Like, it just didn't look like it had any sort of heart or fun. And this movie just looks like it has a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And that's what you want from a Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Why are we taking ourselves so seriously? It's a Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Yeah. That being said, we as a filmmaking community, we definitely need to go and support this movie. there are so many things there are so many things that happen from like a production standpoint that need to be rewarded and kind of emphasized on like a production and business level, right? So the first trailer comes out, and the fans of the product, you know, I wouldn't say I'm as ravenous as some people I know, but there are people that are more ravenous than I that hated the design. So the studio went back and they paid the designers to redesign and redo Sonic in this movie. They pushed back the release date so that they weren't trying to put these people under a crazy amount of stress and budget constraints. Right. You know, so the studio did everything right by the fans and by the people that worked with them to be like, hey, look, we're not going to now be like, no, we said a November release. It needs to be released in November. No, they took the time to make it right, and paying people, you know, the proper wage to do work like this is very, very important for the industry. And like, we just got to go see this movie now to prove to these studios that, one, if you do the things that you're supposed to do for those fan bases, they'll go see it. And if you treat your workers well, they'll be rewarded as well.
Now, for the devil's advocate side of things, it can be a slippery slope if we allow the fan base to dictate what happens in these movies.
Right. And we talked about that.
Because we did talk about it, because that is what happened. And in this case, yes, the fan base was correct. The animation of Sonic, the character, was inaccurate. It didn't look like a successful animation, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't... People were going to be outraged on just the animation and weren't even going to look at the movie, let alone go to the movie.
Right.
So, okay, you did the right thing here. That being said, we've also done shows on thatmovieshow.net where we've talked about The Last Jedi and all the Star Wars movies,
right,
where the fan base has been very vocal, but it's also one of those things where you can't let them take over the movie because there's a reason that writers and production folks are paid what they're paid. And those of us that are not are on the sidelines, you know what I mean? We can shout from the sidelines, I don't like this. I want Luke Skywalker to live, but it doesn't have to be that way. You know what I mean?
I wholeheartedly agree. And it does need to be a case by case basis, not a blanket statement.
A teeter totter.
Right. Because like, because you're absolutely right. Is like, look, here's the thing. Would I, in the Star Wars movie I wrote, would I have killed Luke Skywalker? No, I would not. But I didn't write the movie. And now I live in a world where Rise of Skywalker, that's what I have to deal with. And that's movies. Right.
And it looks like it's going to be pretty ass awesome.
Right, but I'm excited to see what that is. But then on the flip side, like this Sonic thing or the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie that came out a few years ago. It's like, yeah, you didn't do right by me as like a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers fan.
Right.
You didn't do right by me because you didn't make the movie for me, but you didn't like the kids that you did make it for aren't familiar with that iteration. And so it's like that type of thing is where the Sonic type of backlash makes sense. You know, yeah, we don't retcon Star Wars into the Rise of Skywalker because some nerds were super like rage quitty about it. But, like, yeah, when you mess up that badly and Sonic has human teeth and it's just like, no, thank you.
No. But if you do want to see Star Wars, not just Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, but literally the entire 9-movie Skywalker saga, we have it for you. Go to showcase.com because they are doing a special marathon event this coming December 18th. It's a Wednesday. It starts at Wednesday night. It's in X Plus with their Dolby Atmos sound, and it is all 9 movies of the Skywalker saga, starting from Phantom Menace, running through Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. I am going to be there. Eddie, I believe you're going to be there. And it is going to be, if you're a Star Wars fan, there's no other way to experience it. I did the Marvel Marathon, which was, 23 movies?
Oh, it was ridiculous. I was wearing the t-shirt the other day.
23 movies. But the best part about it is that last movie. Because you say, oh, it's a long time. It's 2 days. Or the Marvel one was 3 days. It doesn't matter. Because when you get to that final movie, which for Marvel, it was Endgame, for this Star Wars marathon on December 18th at Showcase Cinemas in Legacy Place in Dedham, it's Rise of Skywalker.
Right.
You're sitting with the hardest of hardcore Star Wars fans. You're sitting with the audience you want to be sitting with to see, to experience this movie. So go to showcasecinemas.com, grab your tickets for the Star Wars marathon. It is going to be literally the definition of awesome.
Yeah.
Am absolutely. I wrong?
Oh, I can't wait for this. The Marvel movie marathon was so fun. Showcase Cinemas does it right. And we just, you got to go.
And now, of course, talking about Star Wars, we can't stop this show without talking about Disney Plus. And it's an interesting conversation that I want to have before we get into Disney Plus hardcore. Because like I mentioned earlier in the show, I've seen Dr. Sleep this past weekend. The weekend before I saw Terminator Dark Fate. And everyone online is talking about they're losing money. Terminator is going to make Paramount lose $120 million. Dr. Sleep is going to make Warner Brothers lose $20 million. Both of these movies are really good movies. Like, yeah, they're worthwhile going to the theater box office movies, but they're just not making money. And my argument here is that somehow, and we talked about this a year ago,
yeah,
when we were talking about what movies were coming up in 2019, we were running it down and talking about how basically Disney is owning the box office all year, except for the fall.
Right.
There's nothing going on in the fall. And somehow Disney knew that people were not going to go to the theater as much as they had the rest of the year. So what were they going to do? They were going to release their in-home streaming service on November 12th. In the midst, yeah, of the box office doldrums, Disney Plus drops. I've spent the last week looking at it. You've spent the last week looking at it.
I know.
Honestly, like, I'm legitimately like, all right, I think I'm bouncing Netflix for a while.
Yeah. It's crazy because Netflix has gotten to this point, like right when the digital streaming stuff first started with Netflix, it was like this. But in the recent years, it has definitely fallen off, and you sit through Netflix and you're like, nah, I don't want to watch that. Nah, I don't want to watch that. Nah, I don't want to watch that. And you go on to Disney Plus, and literally you have the opposite problem. Everything's on there. You want to watch everything. I want to watch absolutely everything.
In 24 hours, they have surpassed 10 million subscribers. The first day.
Yeah,
and people will talk about, oh, well, there was connectivity problems, or there was this and there was that.
So we're wrestling fans, and
I was thank you. Go right ahead, because I was going to say the same thing, but I'll let you do it.
So we're wrestling fans, and the company that like kind of really kicked off this whole thing is World Wrestling Entertainment by creating this, like, I own everything. I'm going to create my own over the top network, and I remember them pushing the network, right? And I got it as a day one subscriber, and same. I remember that there were, like, this was old hat for me, where, yep, it was like, look, I'm going to sign up day one, but WWE, when the network went live, the only thing you could do was watch whatever the live channel was. The way WWE Network, just for people, there is a live channel and then everything on demand, right? So, yep, you can watch it as a regular TV channel or on demand. And that was the only thing you could do because so many people were signing up. So yeah, when Disney Plus launched and you could get on there, I was like, yeah, of course there's going to be some weird hiccups because 10 million people are trying to access this website, yep, at once. Like, I don't care what your bandwidth is. Of course you're going to have connectivity problems. Now, I've never had a problem with the WWE Network in the it's 5 years now. You know, in they're going on to WrestleMania 35 or 36. You know what I mean? So it's 5 or 6 years since it launched. And, mm-hmm, I've never had an issue with the network while watching. And so I don't expect anything to ultimately be wrong with Disney Plus. And, yep, you are a troll and a hater if you're like, oh, Disney Plus is terrible.
Not worth it because they had a little glitch on the first day because 10 million people decided to log on at the same time.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second. The bigger thing, there's a couple of things that are more concerning than just technical glitches, because like I said, I felt the same thing. I thought immediately the same thing about the WWE Network. Here's just off the bat, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, A New Hope, the famous Greedo shoots first scene, has for the fifth time been altered again. And Disney has come out and said that, yes, it was George Lucas that altered it.
Yeah, because he's a monster.
He altered it again. So basically, George Lucas was editing Star Wars A New Hope for what was going to be a 3D release of the original trilogy back in the early 2000s. And this was the last version of Star Wars A New Hope that Disney got when they bought Lucasfilms. And it includes a very quick close-up of Greedo saying the word McClunky.
Stupid.
I don't get it.
What I also
do, the whole Greedo scene is subtitled except for this one word, McClunky. So McClunky has become a new meme. It's negligible as far as a problem. It is what it is. It's a Star Wars movie. It's almost more of a joke than anything else. But what people are having a bigger problem with is actually the fact that because Disney now owns Fox, yeah, and The Simpsons are part of Disney Plus, the first 19 seasons of The Simpsons were broadcast on a 4:3 aspect ratio. So yeah, what's happened is on Disney Plus, they're 16:9, but they're pan scan, and it's very an insider term. But basically what they've done is they've pushed in and scanned out some of the actual visual gags of The Simpsons. And for me, I'm like, I hope it's one of those things that will be worked out. Because there's a lot of clunky day one jitters type of things. And we are in the first week of Disney Plus. Think back. Most of you can't remember the first day Netflix became a streaming service. So these are things, we are literally beta testers.
Yeah, the big thing to think about too is Star Wars is owned by Fox. All right, and so they got the original prints. So yep, I guarantee you that they put whatever they had for A New Hope up there, but it'll probably be different versions available going forward. Because like Coco, you can't watch Coco because Coco's contractually spent on Netflix right now. Yep. Same thing with Thor 3. Yep. You know, so I think that eventually we're going to smooth these things out. I would expect The Simpsons to be the same.
I expect that as well. We are literally out of time. What is your quick recommendation for this week, Liam?
I'll go with the Three Caballeros on Disney Plus. It's one of my favorite Disney movies, and it stars Donald Duck, and it's amazing.
I would suggest going to Disney World and going to Epcot in Mexico and having a picture with Mexican Donald Duck and Three Caballeros. My recommendation is Room 237. It's the weird psycho documentary on The Shining. And if you want to hear our full review on the 1997 Shining miniseries, go to thatmovieshow.net. Thank you for joining us on That Movie Show here on North Shore 104.9, presented by Showcase Cinemas. Mike Wendt, Eddie McCabe. You can follow us on social media at Mike Wendt, at the Eddie McCabe. Hashtag That Movie Show. We are looking for recommendations for our live Christmas watch along, so send them our way, and we will see you next week at the movies.
Bye, everybody. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic.
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. We need a new generation of thinking. Your way of thinking. Start different at GoDaddy.com. A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. Because old ideas aren't cutting it anymore. This new year, we need a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's still ours to win. Start different at GoDaddy.com.